It's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Now, here's a question that we're debating in our household. When do you switch, or do you ever switch, to a fake Christmas tree?
Oh.
Have you guys had this debate?
No.
You're always live.
Yeah, we've always been live.
So were we growing up. And even when I lived in New York City, I would get a live tree, which is kind of a cool thing to do in New York.
Yeah.
Because they line them up on the sidewalks, just random people just line them up on the sidewalks, and you go, you get a tree, they bag it up for you. And some people, you'll see people around the holidays in New York just walking down the street in Manhattan with a tree on their shoulder.
It's really funny.
And even like on the subway and stuff.
Yeah.
And I would do that even in New York City. I would still get a live tree because there's, I don't know, it's just something my family always did. And I feel like most people who grew up with live trees are adamant about live trees. And people who grew up with fake trees are like, why would we deal with the hassle of a live tree when we can have this beautiful fake one? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just more of the process of getting it. Like for us, we go and cut it down, you know? So it's a family, I wouldn't call it a real family tradition, but it's an activity that we do around the holidays together. And we go there, there's always like a fire pit on the farm and there's hot chocolate and, you know, you go around, you select your tree, and it's just a fun family activity to do around the holidays. You bring it home, put it up, that kind of thing.
Did I ever tell you to say hi to Mike at the Christmas tree farm?
You didn't, but we did Gardening with Guttner with Mike.
Okay.
How do you know Mike?
Well, I don't, but small main world, typical. Okay. I got a message from someone named Joan, who listens to our show, but is also the mother of one of Kelly's old friends. And she was like, oh, yeah, my son was close friends with Mike. Make sure that Todd says hi to Mike when he goes to his tree.
Well, that's so funny.
It's so main.
Yeah. We literally just did a Gardening with Guttner, which was a shoot on, you know, how to select and find the perfect Christmas tree. And we did it with Mike over at the farm over in Cape Elizabeth.
Ah.
Yeah.
You got any tips you want to share with us?
Actually, we're going to a Christmas party together on Saturday night, too.
Oh.
So we're actually going to hang out with him.
Okay. Well, tell Mike that Joan was thinking of him, okay?
Joan is thinking of Mike. Got it.
He'll know exactly what that means. I'm realizing now that we're having this conversation on the air and no one else cares.
Nobody gives a crap.
But this is so main, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you have any Gardening with Guttner Christmas tree tips? Like something we should steer clear of or something that I should be concerned about, being that I have two live trees that I'm paranoid about in the house now?
With the live trees, it is crucial that you put a fresh cut on the bottom of the trunk. Like a lot of these trees that you get, you know, like they're trucked
in
from Canada.
Thing. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it totally is. Like they're trucked in from Canada or they're trucked in from another part of the country. You know, if you don't cut it down fresh, the bottom will get all kind of crusted up and from the sap, and that won't allow for the cells to suck up the water.
Ah.
So you need to put a fresh cut on so that those clean cells are there to suck up the water. You know, so it's really important to do that. And that'll prolong, you know, the needles, get them through the holidays, and then it's on you after that if they fall off.
Is it just me or are the people at the Christmas tree farms very casually comfortable with the chainsaws? I don't know about you, but I get so nervous with the chainsaw. Like I'm totally going to drop it and cut my leg off or something. But they just wheel that thing around like it's a spoon. They're like, this is fine. There you go.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. So fresh cut, that's key.
Yeah, that is key.
And just keep the water fill.
Yeah, and they suck up water, a ton of it, those first few days. And then, you know, again, it's dead after you cut it down. So it's going to, you know, slowly fade away. It's not going to be, you know, sucking up as much water as you get closer to the holiday. But it should get you there.
Isn't it shocking that we used to actually put lit candles on Christmas trees like in the olden days?
Yeah, right next to the tinsel.
Yeah.
that was deemed a fire hazard, you know, 20 years ago. We can't use it any longer.
Yeah. The whole thing was like, what were we thinking?
Yeah.
You know, before we had Smokey the Bear. Or no, he's forest fires. No, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Anyway, if you want to dive into the real or fake tree debate, or if you're having that debate in your family right now, 79COAST, 792-6278. Give us a shout.